I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I want to thank you for being here on a Friday afternoon with us. A nice August Friday day here in St. Louis. And August in St. Louis is always a really interesting time for the baseball season. A lot of times it's make or break here in the city. And our next guest, I'm excited to talk to, Mitch Harris, joins us. He's a former Navy lieutenant, and you likely remember his name as a St. Louis Cardinal. Mitch, it's an honor to have you on the show. Was your first game as a St. Louis Cardinal, was it at home?
I wish. My debut was in Milwaukee. But man, I would have loved to run out there as my debut in Busch.
I remember going to a game at Busch Stadium, Mitch, and I remember your story. Now, a huge military supporting family. I've taught my kids to, my husband and I, we care about if the folks at Walmart are wearing the veteran hat or whatever, thank those people for their service. And we want to obviously thank you for yours as well. But your story was so unique because you were the first Naval Academy graduate to appear in Major League Baseball in like 100 years. What was that like?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it's funny. I didn't even understand or even realize that until, you know, I got called up, and then, you know, being able to bring up Nemo Gaines' name again is special. You know, that's who did it last with the Washington Senators in 1921. And just to be a part of history like that is special.
It is. And it made an impact on us. We remembered you from that, and just the amount of gratitude that we had for your service, but also being able to know your story, because I did happen to hear you a little bit on the interview you did with our sister station over at KMOX, and it was a really compelling interview. You were talking about what it was like to sign up to make a commitment, and you have a book out where people can learn all about your story, which is why we wanted to have you here. The book is called My Private War, Relentlessly Chasing a Dream from the Navy to the Major Leagues. Tell us a little bit about your story as you were growing up playing the game, but also maybe having an interest in service.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up playing baseball, throwing the ball with my dad. We grew up here in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. So I was an Atlanta Braves fan my entire life. And, you know, typical kid that just grows up playing all sports and really enjoying it. And, you know, played in high school, just, you know, your average athlete, fortunate enough to just crazy get to the academy. That's a whole nother story we can talk about here in a little bit. But, man, it was special. It was special to be able to do that. And then, you know, the biggest thing about the whole, you know, book is, you know, Matheny told me, hey, start writing stuff down. And, you know, initially I was like, for what? You know, it's just it's just my story. And he said, you know, this is different. And so I started writing it down. And, you know, years later, what got, you know, the fire kind of lit under me to finish this thing and do this was a buddy of mine, you know, was going through some difficult stuff, just life stuff. And called me and said, hey, man, just you've got a lot going for you. A lot of great things have happened. I just want to kind of talk to you about some things. And I was like, man, I just want you to know, like, it is not as pretty as it seems on the inside. There's a lot of stuff I've had to go through as well. And I realized in those conversations, there's a lot of people that think, you know, people that have success and have gone on to achieve things, sometimes it's just an easy, you know, ride for them. And I wanted to make sure I tell the full story so that people can relate and realize that just because life's difficult or you face obstacles doesn't mean you can't overcome them, doesn't mean that you can become a better person, doesn't mean you can't achieve the things that you want to achieve. And so that's the whole reason I wrote the book.
Yeah, you mentioned here that making it to the big leagues isn't just about talent. It takes grit, sacrifice, and an unshakable belief in yourself and in God's plan, especially when the odds are against you. So a little bit about your story here. Talk to us about competing in baseball. You know, you said you played as a kid, Braves fan and everything. At what point did you think, I have an extra skill here? Like, okay, I'll tell you, Mitch, I have a 15-year-old son, loves baseball, plays it all the time. Sometimes, and he plays other sports, and I'm like, play all the sports, kiddo, you're 15.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But we're very realistic. He's shifted into from I want to be a professional baseball player into I'd maybe like to be a broadcaster. So we're working on it there. But when did you discover I have a little extra something here?
You know, honestly, it wasn't until my sophomore year in college.
Ooh.
And in high school, I was just a standard athlete. I could play really anywhere that they put me on the field. I didn't stick out in that I was better than anybody on any particular, you know, day or any particular position. But then when I got to the academy, you know, things really started to progress quickly. And I lost 20 pounds my freshman year, gained it all back my sophomore year. And in doing that, I started to get some velocity on the fastball, started really coming to my body. And at that point, I realized, hey, this is actually getting a little bit easier. Ball's coming out easier. It's more free. And then people started to show up at the field that I didn't recognize. And, you know, they had, you know, Major League Baseball team hats on or shirts on or whatever. And I thought, what is this? And, you know, I realized these were scouts coming to see me play. And so that was when I started to realize, like, there's something a little bit more here that I need to start thinking through. And that's when we started trying to figure out, what does this mean? You know, because, you know, going into your junior year, you have to sign the 2 for 7, 2 more years of school and then 5 total years of service. And so that was a tough decision because, you know, it was, hey, I had this lifelong dream of playing, you know, professional baseball. But once I got into the academy and understood what service meant, commitment to country, and being able to lead and develop in the leader that I wanted to be and understanding leadership in general, I wanted to do that. I wanted to do both. And we wanted to try to figure out a way to do both at the same time. And unfortunately, we couldn't figure that out during that time. And so ended up doing all 5 years before I got to play. But man, having my grandfathers both in World War II, that was special to have that connection. My father was not in the military. And I think everybody my age, their grandfathers were.
Right.
And so getting to relate with them was amazing. And getting to share stories that, quite frankly, they hadn't told in decades was really cool. And just a special bond I got to share with them. And that even ignited the fire even more to serve and be a part of that.
So you had made a commitment to the Naval Academy and you went there. You're kind of midstream with the Naval Academy and everybody knows. Once you sign up for that, you've made a commitment, one that we have an enormous amount of gratitude for you for being willing to sign up and answer that call. But now you've got this exceptional skill that's got the attention of other people. You said you continued to serve. Now, while you're waiting to get into the majors, what are your responsibilities to the Naval Academy and to the United States Navy in this amount of time?
Yeah. So once you sign that 2 for 7, you're telling them, hey, I'm going to be for 2 more years. I'm going to stay and graduate. And then I'm going to give 5 years of active duty. And at the time, you know, we're right in the middle of war in 2008, 2009. And so, you know, I was surface warfare. And so I got to drive ships for a living. It was amazing. I got to see over 30 countries before I was 26, 3 deployments in 4 years. Got to learn a lot. I was a weapons officer on my first ship and then combat information center officer. And then on my second ship, I was the training officer. So a lot of really cool things that I got to accomplish and do those first few years. But it was the combination of understanding that, man, I still have this goal and dream. And what really was fascinating to me, and it's really kind of what kicked me into, hey, I really want to achieve this, was, you know, I always told the guys that were in my division that, hey, if you're in the military for, you know, maybe a stepping stone in your career, a stepping stone in your education, or maybe you just want to be a lifelong, make a career in the military, that's great. But I wanted to understand that so I could help them, you know, and guide them in direction that they were wanting to go. And one night, late nights in combat, you have all kinds of conversations. And one of the guys said to me, he said, you know, Mr. Harris, what's your plan? What's your goal? And I thought, I wasn't ready to answer that question. And from that moment forward, because they knew that I'd been drafted. They knew the situation. And from that moment forward, I basically made a promise to them that I was going to do everything I could to achieve that dream, because it was also their story. I mean, I was a part of what we all did that together. And so that was a driver for me that, all right, if I'm going to have them have a plan, have a goal and strive for that, I've got to do that too, or it's just hypocritical. And so I found a guy on the ship that we would throw on the flight deck during flight ops. He happened to be from the Dominican, so I knew he could play baseball. And so my dad would send out bags of baseballs, and we would throw any opportunity we could.
On a flight deck?
Just to keep, in between flight ups, best we could. It was good for balance, I would say, because I don't know if you try to throw it while you're rocking, it's not the easiest thing to do. But we had a blast doing it.
Do you have photos and videos, or do you have?
Oh yeah,
of that. That's got to be surreal to be thinking about your service to the Navy, fulfilling that commitment, and knowing that what you're doing there is very, very purposeful and very important, and to know you've got this this skill kind of on deck, in multiple puns, I suppose, there, waiting for
well done.
You. Thank you for your write that down. You know, you've got a lot of opportunity in front of you, and to pick one over the other means you'd have to sacrifice away that opportunity, and you chose service, but without letting go of the other thing. It's probably a little harder to spend all of that year, all those years, 7 years, doing something else and come back and still be in professional baseball player shape.
For sure. And again, I think that's why, you know, at the time, the military or the Department of Defense had what they call an early release policy, which allowed you to do 2 years of active duty and then extend your reserve time. Well, obviously, again, being that we were at war at this time, they kind of just put that on hold, which I totally understood. I was just saying, hey, how can we make it work? I'm not going to get any younger, and I can always come back and serve. And so I wanted to make sure when the opportunity presented itself, can I do both? And we just didn't get a good answer on that. And so I just told myself, look, I'm going to keep my body in the best shape that I possibly can. So when I do have the opportunity, all I have to work on is my arm. Because I knew if I kept my body in good shape, I didn't have to worry about it breaking down. I just had to focus on getting my arm back in shape from not throwing so many years. And so that's what happened. You know, I showed up in spring training in 2013. I was grunting, throwing 83, 84, and just trying to figure out how do I get that muscle memory back to getting to do pitching shape and baseball shape. And that was a challenge, to say the least.
So we know a little bit about your service here. If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Mitch Harris, former Navy lieutenant and Major League Baseball player here for the St. Louis Cardinals. I very vividly remember when we were able to see you take the field for the first time at Busch Stadium. What was the commitment for Major League Baseball? Did they know the whole time, like, well, we got this guy and he's pitching to a guy from the Dominican on a flight deck somewhere. We're waiting for him to come back. How did Major League Baseball treat the situation?
So this is where I give the Cardinals so much credit. I mean, this organization means the world to me. And the fact that they put me on their – so they drafted me in 2008. They put me on their military reserve list, meaning that they owned the rights to me, understanding that I had a military commitment. And, you know, when my service time was coming to an end, I basically just called the front office, the connection I had at the time, and just said, hey, I don't know if you remember.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For me, but you drafted me 5 years ago. If you don't mind, I'd love to show up to spring training. You know, and they said, you know, absolutely. If you think you can do it, come on. And we got down there and we did everything we could to try to get this, you know, arm back into shape. And they were so welcoming. It was an interesting first year, to say the least. My first year, I was 27. Ollie Marmol, who was the short season manager, was 26. Carson Kelly was our first round draft pick, or first pick, I should say, in that season. And he was, I think, 17 or 18. So that was a very interesting dynamic that first year, being older than the manager, almost 10 years older than our recent draft pick. But we had a blast. I learned a lot. And it was cool. I had to kind of relearn how to pitch at 27, having not played for 5 years. But I wouldn't have changed it for the thing. It made me who I am, you know, made me battle a little bit of adversity, which obviously helped me along the way as I climbed the ladder up to the big leagues.
Mitch Harris speaking with us right now. His book is My Private War, and I encourage you to grab this book. It's available on Amazon, on MitchHarris.com. I want to ask you, too, before we have to wrap up, about, you talk about adversity a lot here. The sheet that I have here talks about having an unshakable belief in yourself and God's plan. That makes me think that maybe faith has something to do with getting you through that adversity. But you face a lot of challenges, even though you have a lot of opportunity in front of yourself. There are not many people out there who have done what you've done in life, but I'd imagine the adversity is probably understandable across all professions and walks of life. What is, you know, average Joe, average Jane get out of reading your book, My Private War?
Yeah, I think the obvious is, you know, people think, oh, okay, he's got to face adversity of having to battle the minor leagues and getting to the big leagues. And that's all true. The reason I wanted to write the story and to write the book is because I wanted people to understand the adversities they didn't see, the mental challenges I had to go through, the physical, the spiritual, all the things that I went through during that. When I came off my last deployment, I was married and things just didn't seem right. And I got home on my 1 year anniversary to someone who basically said, I don't love you anymore, was ran off with someone else. That turned into a spiral, into a rock bottom that I never saw coming. And it was a challenge, to say the least. And for me, it was a night where I basically had gone to a counselor, and he basically said, hey, you need to write stuff down. And you know, it even got to the point where I packed a duffel bag to just get out of there. It was so devastating as a Christian, not really anticipating having to go through divorce and wondering, all right, God, why in the world do you have this on my plate? Why is this in the plans? And wrestling with that, wrestling with what my belief was, wrestling with my identity. And when I packed that bag, the last thing I packed was a 1911 45 caliber pistol. And I always tell people, the reason I bring that up and I tell people is because I'm not sitting here saying that I was going to commit suicide, but I don't know. I have no idea what the purpose of that was. I just know that my mind was not in the right state. I was not thinking straight. I wasn't clear as to what was going on. I didn't know up from down. And I walked to my truck, just needing to get out and just, you know, get a reboot. And when I got to the truck, went to grab the door handle, and my mom called. And for me, that was, I mean, it wrecked me, and I wasn't okay. And she made sure that, you know, we talked to people and got some help, and again, saw counseling. And finally one night, still kind of battling the things, I just, he asked me to write feelings down, and it wasn't something that I have a good feel for is journaling. But I said, you know, I've got nothing else to lose. Why not? And so I started writing and writing and writing. And I went back to look at this things that I had written, and I came across a quote that said, "It takes courage to face the mountain and strength to climb. But when you reach the summit and see the valley, you realize who you become." Mm. And I thought, wow, where did that come from? I did not write that. I'm not in the state of mind to write that. And at that moment, I just said, all right, God, if you're trying to say something to me, I need you, because I can't do this on my own. And I mean, that was the turning point for me to say, first of all, I went to the tattoo place and made sure I put that on my ribs to make sure I never forget to the depths of which I came from. So Today that is still in my ribs, a seat at the beach. I'll prove it to you. But it's one of those where for me, I never wanted to forget the depths of which I was at, so that when I did reach the summit and look back, I realized who I became, not what I went through, not all the negative, but look at it as a positive that, man, I went through this. I faced adversity. I had to build some strength, but look at who I am now. Look at who God allowed me to become. And that was the challenge. That was the hardest part. But for me, that's the whole purpose of this story, the whole purpose of this book, because I want people to understand life's not easy. You're going to go through some challenges. You're going to go through some things that, quite frankly, you may not ever get answers to. But understanding that we may not understand why on this side of earth. And so for me, it's a matter of just, man, if I can just trust in that he has a higher plan, a higher, you know, goal, things for us to do. And that's what I want to do. And if I can impact lives through this book, and just one person is impacted by this book, it's a success.
Well, I can tell you that one of those people who is going to read this book is going to be my son. I'm going to get a copy for me and a copy of My Private War for him, as so he can understand your story a little bit more than what has already been talked about, because there's a lot that people see on the surface, of course, with such a professional position that you've had as a Major League Baseball player. But your service and your life experiences, there's always so many layers that go under all of that, a lot of adversity. And that is an incredibly powerful story, Mitch. And I'm really grateful that you shared it with us here today. And I hope that people pick up your book to learn about that. And I'm certain that people will read this book and see their own story intersecting at times in yours, maybe the different details. But
yeah, exactly.
Good that you wrote that stuff down. You encourage other people to do that, write stuff down?
Absolutely. I think it's finding your outlet, whatever that is. And it's the healthy outlets, right? And I say that with a smile, because, man, I tried all kinds of outlets and many of them did not work. And so I think finding people that you trust, finding people that you can confide in, finding people that you can have accountability with is huge, especially. And I always say this, don't keep yourself in kind of that bubble, because loneliness breeds temptation. And that's where, you know, some things will happen that you don't want to have happen. Trust me. And so for me, it was a matter of getting out of that. Just, hey, I'm going to hide all this. I'm going to hold my feelings in. I don't want people to know. I feel guilty. I feel shame. And realizing that, man, people have got my back. People who love me really care about me. And if I can just kind of just let them know, hey, I'm struggling, I need this, I need to talk to someone about that, that really helped me. And so if that's someone's going through that, I just encourage you to reach out to somebody, reach out to a loved one, reach out to a friend, go grab coffee, write stuff down, but don't sit on your by yourself and get caught up in the loneliness, because it's not going to go well. But you can get out of it. You can do it. If I did it, you can do it.
Well, thank you for your time today, Mitch. It's an honor to talk to you. I want to encourage people to go to mitchharris.com. They can learn more about your book. And thank you for sharing your story. It's a brave thing to do, and we're really grateful you did it with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. We're grateful for you. Mitch Harris, the author of My Private War. Please go to mitchharris.com. You can also check out My Private War on Amazon as well. And read this book, learn about this story, and maybe it'll empower you to feel that, you know, you have the ability to push through some adversity if you're experiencing that right now, or just read a really great story about a really, really wonderful American. That's a pretty, pretty awesome, awesome story. Didn't know that was going to develop that way. MitchHarris.com. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to get Ethan in here. We're going to do local and sports next. Don't go away.
Some call me the gangster of love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.